There was also an orbital fracture on the left side. That's the eye socket bone, and we had to fix that too. The wires in your jaws will come out in about 6 weeks, Armand said. Until then, it's liquids and shakes. You will lose some weight, and you will be talking like Al Pacino from the first Godfather movie for a little while. He laughed. But you have a job to do today. Do you know what it is? I shook my head. Your job today is to pass gas. You do that, and we can start feeding you liquids. No fart, no food. He laughed again. Later, after Aisha changed the IV tubing and raised the head of the bed like I had asked, I thought about what had happened to me. Ruptured spleen, broken teeth, punctured lung, busted eye socket. But as I watched a pigeon peck at a breadcrumb on the windowsill, I kept thinking of something else Armand or Dr. Farouki had said. The impact had cut your upper lip in two, he had said. Clean down the middle. Clean down the middle. Like a hair lip. Farid and Zohrab came to visit the next day. Do you know who we are today? Do you remember? Farid said, only half jokingly. I nodded. Alhamdulillah, he said, beaming. No more talking nonsense. Thank you, Farid, I said, through jaws wired shut. Armand was right. I did sound like Al Pacino from The Godfather, and my tongue surprised me every time it poked in one of the empty spaces left by the teeth I had swallowed. I mean, thank you for everything, I said. He waved a hand and blushed a little. Bas, it's not worthy of thanks, he said. I turned to Sohrab. He was wearing a new outfit, a light brown pirhan tomban that looked a bit big for him, and a black skullcap. He was looking down at his feet and toying with the IV line coiled on the bed. We were never properly introduced, I said. I offered him my hand. I am Amir. He looked at my hand, then to me. You're the Amir Agha father told me about, he said. Yes. I remembered the words from Hassan's letter. I have told much about you to Farzanajan and Sohrab, about us growing up together and playing games and running in the streets. They laugh at the stories of all the mischief you and I used to cause, he had written. I owe you thanks too, Sohrab John, I said. You saved my life. He did not say anything. I dropped my hand when he didn't take it. I like your new clothes, I mumbled. They're my son's, Farid said. He has outgrown them. They fit Sohrab pretty well, I would say. Sohrab could stay with him, he said, until we found a place for him. We don't have a lot of room, but what can I do, he said. I can't leave him to the streets. Besides, my children have taken a liking to him, huh, Sohrab? But the boy just kept looking down and twirling the line with his finger. I've been meaning to ask, Farid said, a little hesitantly. What happened in that house? What happened between you and the Talib? Let's just say we both got what we deserved, I said. Farid nodded and didn't push it. It occurred to me that somewhere between the time we had left Peshawar for Afghanistan and now, we had become friends. I've been meaning to ask something too, I said. What? He replied. I didn't want to ask. I was afraid of the answer. Rahim Khan, I said. He's gone, Farid replied. My heart skipped. Is he... No, just gone, Farid said. He handed me a folded piece of paper and a small key.